Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请我们一同翻到提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
We'll begin with verse 8.
我们从第八节开始。
Through verse 12.
到第十二节。
Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer evil along with the glad tidings, according to the power of God, who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace.Which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time, but has been made manifest now by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has annulled death and brought to light life and incorruptibility by the glad tidings, to which I have been appointed a herald, an apostle, and teacher of the nations.For which cause also I suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day the deposit I have entrusted to him.
提摩太后书第一章第八节，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难神救了我们以圣召召我们不是按我们的行为乃是按他的旨意和恩典这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了他已经把死废去借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来我为这福音奉派做传道的做使徒做师父为这缘故我也受这些苦难然而我不以为耻因为知道我所信的是谁也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日
The Book of Acts
使徒行传
Chapter 26
26章
We'll begin with verse 9.
我们从第九节开始。
Verse 9 through verse 19.
第九节到第十九节。
I indeed myself thought that I ought to do much against the name of Jesus the Nazarene, which also I did in Jerusalem, and myself shut up in prisons, many of the saints, having received the authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my vote, and often punishing them in all the synagogues, I compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly furious against them, I persecuted them, even to cities out of our own land.And when engaged in this, I was journeying to Damascus with authority and power from the chief priest. At midday, on the way, I saw, O king, a light above the brightness of the sun shining from heaven round about me and those who were journeying with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground,I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against goats. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up and stand on your feet. For this purpose have I appeared to thee, to appoint thee to be a servant and a witness, both of what thou hast seen and of what I shall appear to thee in, taking thee out from among the people and the nations, to whom I send thee, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. Whereupon, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名， 我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案，在各会堂，我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的城邑。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候， 看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证， 将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来，我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And finally, the book of Revelation.
最后，请我们翻到启示录
Chapter 1.
第一章。
We'll read verse 12.
我们读
12 and 13.
12、13节。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here before Thee,
亲爱的主, 当我们在这里聚集在你的面前,
we do praise and thank Thee that Thou have given us this privilege of drawing nigh to Thee.
我们实在要感谢你, 为着你给我们这个特权, 能够来亲近你。
We thank Thee that the way to the holiest of all is open.
我们感谢你进入至圣所的路已经开了。We
do thank thee that we may come to thy very presence.
我们实在感谢你，我们可以来到你的面前。To
behold thy beauty.
来注视你的荣美。And
to hear thy voice.
来听你的声音。Oh
dear Lord.
哦，亲爱的主啊。
We need thy word.
我们需要你的话语。
Without thy word, we are as one dead.
没有你的话语, 我们都如同已死的人。
But thy word would give us light and give us life.
但是你的话语要给我们光和生命。
Thou would transform us and conform us to thy own image.
你要把我们改变，磨成你自己的形象。
And this we do desire, not for ourselves, but for thy testimony.
主啊，我们实在渴慕，不是为着我们， 乃是为着你的见证。
So we just look to thee this morning.
所以今天早晨我们仰望你。
That thou will come to each and every one of us.
你临到我们每一个人。
And speak to each of us with a word.
向我们每一个人说你心中的话。
That we may be delivered from any darkness, but be in the full light of thy truth.
好叫我们从所有的黑暗中被拯救出来，进入你真理的亮光里。
Dear Lord, our deepest desire is that we may be faithful to thy testimony.
亲爱的主，我们深处的渴慕乃是我们能够对你的见证忠心。
We pray that thou would raise a people of today.
我们求你今日能够兴起一般人来。
That will be faithful to thyself.
能够对你自己忠心。
And will be prepared and ready for thy return.
能够为着你的回来预备，并且预备整齐了。
To bring back the king.
来迎接我们的王。
And we want to give thee all the glory.
我们愿将一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢神今天早晨再把我们聚集在一起。
We are considering together on this very important matter.
我们在一起思想一个非常重要的事情。
What God has entrusted to His church.
神托付给他教会的是什么？
I think it is the most amazing thing.
我认为这是非常令人稀奇的事。
That God should trust man.
神居然信托给人。
God who is able to do everything.
神能够做任何的事情。
He is able to do everything all by himself.
他凭着他自己可以做一切。
And then whatever he has done will be the perfect thing.
只要是他做的事情都是完全的。
But our God who is so perfect.
但是我们的神他这样的完全
so able
这样的有能力
so trustworthy
这样的信实
so faithful
这样的可靠
and yet it is the desire of God to trust even man
但是神的心意乃是要信托人
it is not because he does not know what man is
并不是因为他并不认识人是什么。
He knows us so well.
他如此的认识我们。
And yet he dared to trust himself to us.
然而他竟敢把他自己信托给我们。
It is not because of what we are.
并不是因为我们所是的。
It is because of what he is.
乃是他所是的。
He knows very well each and every one of us.
他深知深深的认识我们每一个人。
And yet,He has the faith.
然而他却有这样的信心。
He believes.
他相信。
That he is able to transform us in such a way.
他能如此的来改变我们。
That we may be trustworthy.
到一个地步我们成为可信靠的。
So it is a most amazing thing.
所以这是一件最稀奇的事情。
That God should trust us with himself.
神居然把他自己托付给我们。
And this trust is not a small thing.
这个托付不是一件小事。
It's not a partial thing.
也不是一个一部分的事情。
When God trusts himself to us,
当神把他自己托付给我们。
He trusts himself totally to us.
他把他自己完全的托付给我们。
In other words,
换言之,
he gave himself completely to us.
他把他自己完全的交付给我们。
It is such a privilege as well as a serious responsibility.
这是一个非常的特权，同时也是一个非常严肃的职责。
We have already shared on this matter of what that trust is.
我们已经交通了这个托付是什么。
We find that the trust, number one, is the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见这个托付第一乃是我们主耶稣的见证。
There is nothing more important than the testimony of Jesus.
没有比主耶稣的见证更重要的事情。
Because that testimony is none other than what he is and who he is.
因为那个见证不是别的，就是他自己和他所做的。
It is what he is in the sight of God the Father.
就是他在父的眼中所是的。
It is all that the Father has entrusted to him.
就是父所托付给他的一切。
And yet we find that he gave that testimony and trusted it to the church.
我们看见了，他把这一个见证赐给教会，并且托付给我们。
That we may be his witness.
好使我们能成为他的见证人。
We also share a little bit on what the testimony of Jesus is.
我们也交通了一点点关于什么是耶稣的见证。
He himself said.
他自己说过。
I'm the first and the last.
我是首先的，是末后的。
This is what he is.
这就是他所是的。
In the sight of the Father.
在父的眼中。
He is the first.
他是首先的。
He has the preeminence of all things.
他在万有之上居首位。
Everything must begin with him.
一切的事物都因他而开始。
And only that which is begun with him is acceptable to God.
只有起始于他的，在神的眼中才是可悦纳。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what he is.
这就是他所是的。
And this is what he expects.To be to us.
这也是他期望他对我们所示的。
Is he the first in our lives?
他在我们的生命中是否是首先的呢？
Can we bear this witness?
我们能不能做这样的见证呢？
That Jesus Christ is the first of our life.
就是耶稣基督是我们生命的起始。
He is the one who begins our life.
他是那一位起始我们生命的。
He is the one who begins everything in our life.
他是我们生命中一切事物的开始。
And we honor him as the first.
所以我们尊他为首先的。
He is incomparable.
他是无可比拟的。
We cannot compare him with anybody else.
我们不能用任何人事来与他相比。
He occupies all and all in us.
他在我们里面应该占据一切，并且也是一切。
And he is the last.
他也是末后的。
He is our objective.
他是我们的目标。
He is our end.
他是我们的结局。
Everything adds up to him.
一切万有都要归结在他里面。
Sum up in him.
要在他里面归结。
And all glory and honor go back to him.
一切的荣耀和尊贵都要回来归给他。
To put it another way.
我们用另外一个说法。
That he is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
This is what he is.
这就是他所是的。
And he is the living one.
他也是那位存活的。
He is life.
他是生命。
He is resurrection and life.
他是复活，是生命。
He is the everlasting life.
他是那永远的生命。
And he ever lives.
他永远活着。
Making intercession for us.
在天上为我们代祷。
And he is able to save us to the uttermost.
他能救我们到底。
And because of us.
因着我们
he became dead.
他曾经死过
he went to the cross.
他到十字架上
he bore our sins.
他背负我们的罪恶
he shed his blood for the remission of our sins.
他为使我们的罪得赦免而流血
and his body was broken.
他的身体为我们裂开
his life is given to us.
他的生命赐给我们
that we may receive life and life abundant.
好叫我们得生命，并且得丰盛的生命。
But thank God, he did not kept in the tomb.
但是我们感谢神，他并不被坟墓所拘禁。
On the third day, he was raised from the dead.
第三日，他从死里复活。
It is life out of death.
乃是从死而得的生命。
And this is the life that he gave to us.
这就是他所赐给我们的生命。
He is all victorious.
他是全然得胜的。
And he holds in his hand the keys of death and Hades.
在他手中握着死和阴间的钥匙。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the testimony that he has entrusted to the church.
这是他托付给教会的见证。
Therefore we find in the scripture,
所以我们在圣经中看见，
those who have the testimony of Jesus,
那些有耶稣的见证的人，
in other words,
换言之，
they not only have the knowledge of it,
他们不仅是有这个知识，
but they live for it,
并且他们为着这个而活。
And number two,
第二，
we say that the, that the trust that has been entrusted to us is the glad tidings.
我们讲到那托付给我们的、交托给我们的托付乃是福音。
The gospel.
乃是福音。
The gospel is far more than we ever imagined.
福音呢远超过我们曾经所想到的。
So in the book of Hebrews he said, so great salvation.
所以在希伯来书里面讲到这么浩大的救恩。
The gospel is none other but our Lord Jesus Himself.
这个福音呢，不是别的，乃是我们的主耶稣自己。
He is the glad tidings.
他就是那福音。
And we also find that the trust is the faith.
我们也看见这个托付就是那真道。
It is not just this doctrine or that teaching.
不仅仅是这个教义或那个教导。
It is the whole truth.
乃是真理的全部。
Because Christ himself is the truth.
因为基督自己就是真理。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
the church is entrusted with such a tremendous treasure.
教会呢，被交托给这样宝贵极大的一个托付。
Our Lord Jesus dared.To trust himself to us.
我们的主耶稣，他竟敢把他自己托付给我们。
And then, this morning,
今天早晨，
we would like to speak on this matter of trustee.
今天早晨我们要来交通到受委托的人。
Now, what is a trustee?
什么是受委托的人呢？
What is his responsibility?
他的责任是什么呢？
What kind of person he has to be?
他应该是怎样的一个人呢？
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道，
when you make a trust,
当你做一个信托的时候，
you will find a man or woman of worth.
你要找到一个能够信托的、值得信任的男人或女人。
A man that you can trust with.
那个人呢，你可以信任他。
And you appoint him or herAs your trustee,
你就任命他做你的受托人。
And the responsibility of the trustee is such.
受托人他的责任乃是这样。
He is familiar with the trust.
他对那个被托的事情是熟悉的。
He knows what is being trusted.
他也知道被委托是怎么一回事。
And he will be careful.To see that everything in the trust will be faithfully carried out.
他要非常留意的在 来看见在被委托的事情上都忠心的执行了。
He has no liberty to change the trust.
他没有自由来改变那个信托。
Nor can he withhold that trust.
他也不能对那个信托有保留。
He has to execute it.According to the will of the person who made the trust.
他要照着那个信托的人的 旨意来执行这个信托。
So a trustee is very important.
所以受托人是非常重要的。
What has God entrusted? Who to whom has God entrusted?
神把他的托付交托给什么样的人呢？
And we are told that God has entrusted to his church.
我在圣经上告诉我们，神将他的托付交给教会。
Brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们主耶稣来到世上的时候，
we often say that he came to this world to seek and to find the lost.
我们常常说他是来寻找拯救失丧的人。
That is very true.
这是非常实在的。
Because we are the lost.
因为我们都是失丧的人。
And he came to find us and to save us.
他来寻找并且拯救我们。
But we know that the purpose of his coming into this world is more than that.
但是我们知道他来到世上的目的要比那个多许多。
He came to this world not only to declare the Father.
他来到这世上并不仅是来表明父。
To come to show us who and what the Father is.
让我们向我们显明神父所是的，谁是父。
He came into this world also to find a people.
他来到这世上也是为要寻找一班子民。
He came to find a people to whom he can trust himself.
他要寻找到一般子民，他能够把他自己交托给他们。
When he came into this world,
当他来到这地上，
what did he find?
他发现找到了什么呢？
You know, it is very amazing.
我们看见非常的稀奇。
When you read the Gospels,
当我们读福音书的时候，
you find that our Lord Jesus was faced with many people who are blind, who are deaf, who are crippled.
我们看见我们主面对的是许多瞎眼的、耳聋的、瘸腿的人。
And even the dead.
甚至有的是死人。
In other words, when he came into this world,
换一句话说，当他来到世上的时候，
to find a people that are suitable to him.
他要寻找一般能与他相称的人，
that he can trust with.
他就可以托付他们。
What he find was just the opposite.
但是他所找到的正好相反。
We find all these infirm and weak and sick.
我们看见这些都是有病的、软弱的、有各样疾病的人。
So our Lord Jesus, when he came into this world,
所以当我们的主耶稣当他来到世上的时候，
he has to create a new people.
他需要来创造一般新的子民。
He has to create a trustee.
他需要来创造一个受托的人。
Here you find he came to call people.
这里我们看见他来呼召人。
Not only to call people to come and believe in him.
不仅呼召人来相信他，
but he called people to be his disciples.
并且他呼召人来做他的门徒。
You know what disciple really means?
我们知道门徒真实的意义是吗？
Disciples means a person who is put under the master and learn of him.
门徒的意义乃是一个人被摆在主人的手下来学主人。
It is more than just to be a student.
他比做一个学生要更多。
It is completely different from the student of modern times.
他和今天所谓的学生是完全不同的。
A modern student will pay a tuition.
今年当代的学生是付学费的。
And he will go to school.
他到学校去。
And he will try to absorb and learn all the learnings of the professors.
他要从教授那里学习并且吸收一切的知识。
That's all he is.
那就是他所是的。
But this is so different from an apprentice.
但是这和一个学徒是非常的不一样。
The Bible thought of disciples is apprenticeship.
圣经里面对门徒的意念乃是做学徒。
In the old days,
在古时候
when you want to learn a trade,
当你要学一个手艺的时候
you have to find a master.
你需要找一个主人
one who is skillful in that thing.
就在这个手艺上面他有技艺的。
And what will you do?
你怎样做呢？
You will leave your own home.
你就离开自己的家。
And you will stay with your master.
要住在你的主人师父的家里。
You will be as one of the master's family.
你要变成你主人师父家里的一员。
And if you want to learn to be a carpenter.
若是你要做木匠。
The first year when you are with your master.
第一年你住在主人家中的时候。
He will not even teach you anything.
他 甚至什么事都不教你。
He will ask you to help with the home affairs.
他会叫你做家事。
You have to sweep the floor.
你要扫地。
You have to serve the master.
你要服侍主人。
You have to help the family.
帮助家庭。
Help with the children.
照顾孩子。
And do all these mundane work.
做这些好像繁琐无聊的事。
And sometimes you think, what is that for?
有的时候你会想呢，我做这些事有什么意思呢？
I come to learn the trade.
我是来学手艺的。
But this is very important.
但是这却是非常重要的。
Because an apprentice is not only to learn the trade.
因为一个学徒不仅是学手艺而已。
He is to learn how to be a man.
他要学习怎样做一个人。
He is to learn from his master how to behave.
他要从他的师父、老师的身主人身上学习怎样他学习品性。
How to live?
怎样生活
？Is more important than how to work.
这比他怎样来工作更重要。
And gradually, the master will reveal some of the skill to you.
逐渐的这个老师就会教他一点的技术。
So after several years,
几年之后
when you graduated,
当他毕业了
you not only have the skill of the master,
他不仅有了师父的手艺
you also have the manner of the master,
你就有了师父的为人的样子。
Sometimes you find the apprentice will speak like his master.
有的时候我们看见一个学徒讲话呢就像他的师父。
And even the way he walks is like his master.
甚至他走路的样子和他师父也一样。
Because he had learned his master's manner.
因为他学了他师父做人的样子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们主耶稣在地上的时候,
his most important thing is to call disciples.
他最重要的事情就是呼召门徒。
Aside from Calvary,
在除了加略山的工作以外
，You find that he is here calling for disciples.
我们看见他在这里乃是来呼召他的门徒。
And this is why you find in the Gospels.
这就是我们在四福音里面看见的。
When they answer the call of the disciples,
当这些门徒们的祈求他回答的时候
They left all and follow him.
当门徒们听见他的呼召的时候他们就撇下一切来跟随他
They live with him.
他们与主同住
They were with him day and night.
他们昼夜与主在一起
They not only heard his words.
他们不仅听见他的话
They not only noticed how he worked.
他们也不仅看见他如何来做工
But they watched the way he lived.
他们特别留意看他生活的样子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
He was here creating a new people.
他在这里乃是要创造一般新的子民。
A people that are like him.
一般像他一样的人。
To whom he can trust himself.
这样他可以把自己托付给他们。
You know, it is very interesting.
我们知道这是很有趣的。
When you read the Gospel of John, chapter 2,
当我们读约翰福音第二章的时候
You find our Lord was in Jerusalem.
我们看见我们的主在耶路撒冷。
And towards the end of the chapter, it says,
到了那一章的末了，他说道，
Many believe in him.
有许多的人相信了他的名。
Because they have seen the signs that he made.
因为看见他所行的神迹。
But strangely,
但是很稀奇的。
The Bible said,
圣经告诉我们，
Our Lord did not give himself.To them,
耶稣却不将自己交托给他们
，because he knew what was in man.
因为他知道在人里面的是什么。
You know these people believe in him.
我们知道这些人都信了他。
Why did they believe in him?
为什么那么信他
？Because they saw the signs that he worked.
因为他们看见他所行的神迹。
Not really that they really trusted in him.
并不是他们真正的信任了他。
And our Lord, who knew the very hearts of men,
我们的主他知道人心里面所存的。
So he will not give himself to them.
所以他不将自己交托他们。
And gradually you find he called some disciples to himself.
逐渐的我们看见了，他就呼召一些门徒到他面前了。
For 3.5 years,
有三年半的时间。
During his public ministry.
在公开的执事中
，You find that one of the things that he emphasized most，
我们看见有一件他最强调的事情
，And that is training his disciples，
那就是训练他的门徒们。
During the period of training，
在训练的这一个时期
，You find that these disciples did not understand him.
我们看见了门徒们并不领会。
How often our Lord said one thing and they thought it was another thing.
许多时候我们主这样讲，他们却领会了另外一件事。
And our Lord was patient with them.
我们的主为他们呢，非常的花心思。
Even during the Last Supper.
就是在最后的晚餐中。
You find they were still arguing among themselves.Who was the greatest?
我们看见在他们中间仍然在争论谁将为大。
And even when our Lord said, "I'm going to die,"
甚至我们的主明白的说，我将要死了。
And then Peter said, "I will die with you."
彼得告诉他说，主啊，我要与你同死。
Not knowing that he would deny the Lord 3 times.
他根本不知道他会三次的。
Now, do you think these people are trustworthy?
你认为这一般的人是值得信赖的吗？
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
And during the last discourse,
在这最后的行程中，
when our Lord Jesus was talking with his disciples after the Last Supper,
当我们的主在最后晚餐与门徒们谈话的时候，
you find in John chapter 15,
我们在约翰福音十五章中开始。
So at the end, the Lord said,
在末了的时候，主说
，When the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth shall come,
当保惠师就是真理的圣灵来了
，He shall bear witness of me,
他要为我做见证
，And you will be my witness,
你们也要成为我的见证
，Because you have been with me all the time,
因为你们。从起头就与我同在。
So you find that our Lord, even at that time, he is gradually trying to commit himself to his disciples.
所以我们看见在这一段时间中，主逐渐的开始将他自己交托给门徒们。
When our Lord was arrested,
当我们的主被捉拿以后
，all his disciples fled.
所有的门徒都逃走了。
And then we find Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
我们也看见彼得三次否认了主。
And even when our Lord was resurrected,
甚至当我们主复活之后
you find the two disciples, two emails, they were said and talking about the death of our Lord.
我们看见那两个往以马忤斯路上的门徒们，他们在彼此谈论主耶稣受死的事情。
They didn't know about his resurrection.
他们根本不认识他的复活。
And when the news came,
当那个消息传来的时候
，the disciples were so slow in believing in it.
门徒们信的是何等的迟缓。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
然而弟兄姊妹们，
When our Lord was risen to heaven，
当我们的主被接升天以后，
He gave them the commandment，
他赐给他们一个命令，
Wait in Jerusalem，
要等候在耶路撒冷，
Until you receive the power from on high，
直到你们领受从上头来的能力，
Then you will be my witness，
你们就要成为我的见证，
From Jerusalem to all Judea Samaria and to the end of the earth，
从耶路撒冷犹太全地到撒玛利亚直到地极。
And then Pentecost.
然后五旬节来到。
You know, the Bible tells us when our Lord was ascended.
我们知道圣经告诉我们当主耶稣被接升天之后。
At one time, 500 brothers and sisters saw him.
在那个时候呢有500个弟兄和姊妹亲眼看见。
And only 120 listened to him.
但是只有120个人听从他的话。
Returned to Jerusalem.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
And in the upper room, they pray with one accord for 10 days.
在那祷告的楼上，他们同心合意的等候祷告了十天。
And on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天，
the Holy Spirit came to them.
圣灵降临到他们中间。
Brothers and sisters, our brother has already mentioned.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的弟兄已经提到。
What is the meaning of Pentecost?
五旬节的意义是什么？
How we are attracted by the sound and the sight.
我们常常被那个声音和那个情景所吸引。
The sound and the sight are secondary.
这个声音和情景呢，其实是次要的。
Because they vary.
因为他们会改变。
But the real meaning of St. Pentecost.
但是五旬节的真实意义乃是。
Is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们在哥林多前书十二章里看见。
There it is said.
在那里说到。
In one spirit, you are baptized into one body.
他们都同在一位圣灵里进入了一个身体。
A body.Has many members.
一个身体有许多的肢体。
But the members are many, the body is one.
肢体虽多，身体却是一个。
So also is the Christ.
基督正也是这样。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
It begins on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天开始。
When 120 individual believers,
当一百二十个个别的信徒
，I think you cannot find a better congregation than that congregation.
我相信呢，我们在地上找不到比那样更好的会众了。
Because the 120 people include the apostles.
因为在那一百二十个人里面包含了使徒们
，and include Mary.
包含了玛利亚。
And include his brethren.
也包含了他的弟兄。
And these 120 or so were so devoted.
这一百二十个人，他们是如此的肯奉献。
And they were able to gather together, pray with one accord for 10 days.
他们如此的摆上，愿意呢十天聚在一起横切的祷告。
And yet they are only 120 individual Christians.
然而他们仍然是一百二十个个别的基督徒。
They are a congregation.
他们是一个会众。
But not a body.
但却不是一个身体。
When they gather together, they are together.
他们聚在一起的时候，他们在一起。
When they are not in gathering, they are each by itself.
当他们没有聚会的时候，他们各过各自。
A body is different.
一个身体却不是这样。
A body is one.
身体是一。
There may be many members.
可能有许多的肢体。
But each member cannot go its own way.
但是没有一个肢体可以走自己的路。
No member can do its own work.
没有一个肢体可以做自己的工。
They are one body.
他们是一个身体。
And the testimony of Jesus.Is entrusted to that body.
主耶稣的见证乃是托付给这一个身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Today we are so individualistic.
今天呢是非常的个人主义。
Everything is just I, me, myself.
每一件事都是我，我，我自己。
You know, this really happened when sin entered in this world.
我们知道这乃是当罪进到世上来所发生的事。
Because when sin entered in this world,
因为当罪进到世上，
everybody is for himself.
每一个人都只为自己。
Adam is for himself.
亚当是为他自己。
This woman that you have given me, he has done it.
你给我的这个女人，她做了这事。
And the woman said, "No, it is the serpent."
而女人说，不，不是我，是这个
蛇。Everybody is for him and herself.
每一个人都为他和他自己说话。
Sin not only separates us from God.
罪不仅使我们与神隔绝了。
Sin separates us from one another.
罪也使我们彼此分开了。
So we become so self-centered.
所以我们变成如此的以自我为中心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But our Lord Jesus entrusts himself not to one individual, but to a body.
我们的主耶稣不是把他自己托付给一个个人，乃是给一个身体。
Why is it so?
为什么是如此呢？
It is because he is so rich.He is so abundant.
乃是因为他如此的丰富，如此的丰盛。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
神本性里面一切的丰富都有形有体的住在他的里面。
There is no one individual who has the capacity to be filled with his fullness.
没有一个个人有这样的度量能够来盛装他所有的丰盛。
He requires a body to be his fullness.
他需要有一个身体来发表他的丰满。
So that is what Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and verse 23 says.
这就是以弗所书第一章二十二、二十三节所说的。
God has made Christ head over all things.
神使基督为教会成为万有之首。
To the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
So you find that it takes a body to be his fullness.
所以我们看见呢，需要一个身体来发表他的丰满。
And it takes a body to take up the responsibility to manage his riches.
也需要一个身体来得着这个职责，来管理他的丰富。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，I feel that probably,
我感觉很可能的
，we lack a real understanding of what the church is.
当我们被引导。达到一个对教会真实的领会、认识。
Probably to many of us,
很可能对我们许多的人而言
，the most important thing is my salvation.
最重要的事情乃是我的救恩。
The most important thing is what about me?
最重要的事情就是我会怎样。
I want to be a spiritual person.
我要做一个属灵的人。
It is between the Lord and I.
只有我和主之间。
Sometimes we hear people say,
有的时候我们听见人说，
I do not care about anybody else.
我不管别人。
It is just the Lord and I.
只要我和主之间。
When you heard it,
当我们听见这件事，
it sounds very, very spiritual.
这个听起来很属灵。
But it is hyper-spiritual.
但是这是一种的超属灵。
We need the body.
我们需要身体。
The Lord needs the body.
主需要身体。
We often think of the church as something extra of us.
我们常常感觉呢，教会对我而言是一个多余的、额外的。
I can very well be a good Christian.
我自己就可以做一个非常好的基督徒了。
Without the church.
不需要教会。
On the contrary, sometimes I find the church make me a bad Christian.
反面来说，我们也 我们常常感觉呢，教会使我变成一个不好的基督徒。
It is much better if I shut myself in my room and be a perfect Christian.
如果我把自己关在我自己房间里面，我就会成为一个完全的基督徒。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，This is not the thought of God.
这不是神的意念。
I have met people.
我们要得着一般人。
I have met people.
我碰到一些人
who withdrew themselves from fellowship.
他们呢退出了交通。
And then they shut themselves in their own home.
他们把自己关在自己家里。
They thought this is a way to spirituality.
他们认为这就是达到属灵的路。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，This is not the will of God.
这不是神的旨意。
The church is not something extra.
教会不是一个额外的事情。
The church is fundamental.
教会乃是最基本的。
So we need to have a clear understanding of what the church is.
所以我们需要对于教会是什么有一个清楚的认识。
It is almost as important as to have a clear understanding of what the trust is.
它几乎与我们对于所受的托付是什么认识是一样的重要。
If we do not know what the trust is,
若是我们不知道所受的托付是什么
then we will not be able to be the trustee.
我们就没有办法成为一个受托的人。
But the trustee itself is also equally important.
但是那个受托的人他也同样的重要。
May I ask a question?
让我来问你一个问题。
Do you really understand what the church is?
你真的明白教会是什么吗？
Are you really in the fellowship of the church?
你真的在教会的交通中吗？
Are you really a living, functioning member of the body of Christ?
你真是基督身体上面一个活的、尽功用的肢体吗？
Where are you now?
你现在在哪里呢？
Remember, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，请记住。
Even in 2 Timothy chapter 1,
在提摩太后书第一章里，
If you read verse 9,
若是我们读第九节，
Who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us,In Christ Jesus, before the ages of time.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Here we find that God has saved us.
这里我们看见神拯救了我们。
Thank God he has saved us.
感谢神他救了我们。
But that is not the end.
但是那却不是结局。
And it continues with and has called us.
在这里接下来说到他就召我们。
He not only has saved us.
他不仅救我们。
But he has called us.
并且他呼召我们。
With a holy calling.
乃是用一个圣洁的呼召。
And that calling is according to his own purpose.
这个呼召乃是按着他自己的目的和旨意。
And that purpose is purpose in Christ Jesus.
那个旨意目的呢，乃是在基督耶稣里定的。
And before the ages of time.
乃是在万古之前就定的。
So you see, we are not only being saved.
所以我们看见我们不仅得救了。
But we are called with a holy calling.
并且我们是被一个圣洁的呼召所呼召的。
And this calling is according to God's own purpose.
这个呼召乃是照着神自己的目的。
And this purpose is purpose before the foundation of the world.
这个目的呢，乃是在创立世界以前就已经定下来的。
So you can see how important is that purpose.
所以我们看见这个目的是何等的重要。
Sometimes we are saved, but we do not know God's purpose.
许多时候我们得救了，但是我们仍然不认识神的目的。
Then we miss it so much.
所以我们就失落了很多。
We who have been saved.
我们蒙了拯救的人。
For what?
是为什么得救呢？
For what purpose?
为什么目的呢？
We are called according to God's own purpose.
我们蒙召乃是照着神自己的目的而造的。
God save us in order to call us to his purpose.
神救我们是为着要呼召我们进入他的目的。
And that purpose has been decided even before the foundation of the world.
那个目的呢，甚至在创立世界以前呢就已经定好了。
It connects you with eternity.
是把你和永远连接在一起。
So how important is that calling?
所以这一个呼召是何等的重要。
That's why you find our Lord Jesus when he was on earth. He called for disciples.
所以我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，他呼召他的门徒。
And what is the calling?
那个呼召是什么呢？
If you read Ephesians,
若是我们读以弗所书，
you find that the calling is called us to be one body.
我们看见那个呼召乃是呼召我们进入一个身体。
Because there is nothing more important of a body to our Lord Jesus.
因为对我们主耶稣而言，没有比一个身体更重要的事。
To us, to be saved is important.
对我们而言，我们得救是重要的。
But to our Lord Jesus is to answer the call is important.
但是对我们主耶稣而言，就是我们能够响应这个呼召是重要的。
Only that will fulfill God's purpose.
唯有这样才可能成全神的目的。
According to Ephesians, we find that we are called to be the body of Christ.
照着以弗所书，我们看见我们蒙召来作为基督的身体。
We already mentioned Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
我们已经提到以弗所书一章二十三节。
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
教会是他的身体，就是那充满万有者他的丰满。
The body.
身体。
It is the body of Christ.
乃是基督的身体。
And we each is a member, particular member.Of that body.
我们每一个人都是那个身体上一个特别的肢体。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4, we find.
在以弗所书第四章我们看见。
We have to walk according to our calling.
我们需要照着我们的呼召来行事为人。
That is Christian life.
那就是基督徒的生活。
That is to live our church life.
那就是我们要过一个教会的生活。
I cannot do without my Lord.
我不能没有主而行事。
And I cannot do without you.
我也不能没有你而行事。
You cannot do without the Lord.
你不能没有主而行事。
And you cannot do without me.
你也不能没有我而存在。
Because we are one body.
因为我们是一个身体。
It is in that one body that we are able to experience the riches of the head.
唯有在这一个身体里面，我们能够经历元首的丰富。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we often think of our privilege.
我们常常想到自己的权利。
What a privilege that we can receive all the heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus.
我们能够在基督耶稣里得着一切属灵的祝福，那是何等样的一个特权。
Now this is true.
这是真的。
If we are in the body,
若是我们都在这身体里，
we receive all the fullness of the Godhead.
我们是得着了神性里面一切的丰富。
And we become the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
我们得着神本性里面一切丰富之后，我们能够成为那充满万有者的丰满。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
we have not only privilege, we also have responsibility.
我们不仅有这样的权利，并且我们也有职责。
If we receive the privilege and not fulfill the responsibility,
若是我们享受了这个权利而不成全我们的尽我们的职责，
then we have been unfaithful to the Lord.
那么我们向着主就是不忠心的。
So we need to see the body.
所以我们需要看见身体。
There must be a time.
必须要有一个时刻。
That the Lord opens our eyes.
主开我们的眼睛。
To see that we are not just individual Christians.
让我们看见我们不仅是一个个别的基督徒。
We are members of one body.
我们乃是一个身体里面的肢体。
And we are members one to another.
我们彼此为肢体。
We need such revelation.
我们需要这样的启示。
Think of the Apostle Paul.
我们来思想一下保罗，使徒保罗。
You find that before he knew the Lord.
我们看见在他认识主之前。
His name was Saul.
他的名字叫扫罗。
He was an extraordinary young man.
他是一个不平凡的年轻人。
Because most young men will seek for the things of this world.
因为大部分的年轻人都追求世界上的事情。
But he was different.
但是他却不同。
Even when he was young,
甚至在他很年轻的时候，
he sought for spiritual things.
他就追求属灵的事情。
But unfortunately, he was misled.
但是很可惜的，他被误导了。
He put his whole heart in it.
他把他的全心都放在其中。
But he was on the wrong way.
但是他却走在错误的路上。
According to the tradition of the fathers,
照着教父们的遗传而言。
And he thought Jesus was an impostor.
哦，他照着列祖的传统，他认为耶稣是一个骗子。
So he tried his best to destroy all who follow the Lord Jesus.
所以他尽他的全力要摧毁那些跟随耶稣的人。
He was sincere.
他是非常真诚的。
But he was wrong.
但是他却是错误的。
He thought he was doing God a service.
他认为他在侍奉神。
But he did the greatest service to God.
但是他却
Great disservice.
他却完全没有服侍到神。
God knew his heart.
但是神知道他的心。
God will allow him to go as far as he could.
神就许可他走得尽他可能的走得远。
While he was nearing the city of Damascus.
当他来到大马色的靠近大马色城门口的。
He went there to seize the believers.
他到那里去。是要来捉拿信徒们
brought them to Jerusalem and condemned them
把他们带回到耶路撒冷来定罪
at midday
在中午的时候
suddenly a light brighter than the midday sun
忽然之间有一个光比正午的日头更亮
shone upon him
照在他身上
and he was smitten by that light
他被那个光打倒在地
and in that lightHe heard a voice.
在那个光中，他听见一个声音。
Saul, Saul,
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
？It is hard to kick against the goad.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
And Saul said, "Lord, who are you?"
扫罗说：“主啊，你是谁
？”I do not know you.
我不认识你。
But one thing I realize.
但是现在我明白一件事。
You are Lord.
你是主。
Whoever you are.
不管你是谁
You are Lord.
你是主。
I'm no longer my master.
我不再是我的主人了。
You are the master.
你是主人了。
In that heavenly vision,
在那个属天的意象中
he saw Jesus is Lord.
他看见耶稣是主。
Not only Jesus is Savior,
不仅耶稣是救主
Jesus is Lord,
耶稣是主
Not only Jesus will save him,
不仅主耶稣是救主
But Jesus is his master.
现在耶稣是主人
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
Because his next question is,
因为他第二个问题乃是
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么
Now I'm finished.
现在我结束了。
You are the Lord.
你是主。
You have to give the word.
你需要向我发命令。
Then I know what to do.
那么我才知道做什么。
I have given up myself completely to you.
我把我自己完全的交给你。
To do your will.
来行你的旨意。
I am now an obedient ox.
他现在成为一个顺服的牛。
And I'm under your yoke.
我是在你的轭下。
I'm to do your work.
我要来做你的工。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Do you ever see Jesus as Lord?
你有没有曾经看见主是主呢？耶稣是主呢？
Is he your savior and that's it?
是否他是你的救主，那就是一切了。
He saves you.
他救了你。
And then you can do anything you want.
然后你还可以照着你要的做一切的事。
Because heaven is guaranteed.
因为呢，上天堂已经有了保证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If this is the case,
如果这是真的，
you will never see the church.
你永不会看见什么是教会。
You will never see the body of Christ.
你不会看见基督的身体。
You will not be a functioning member of the body of Christ.
你也不会是基督身体上面一个尽功用的肢体。
God has not entrusted you with himself.
神并没有把他自己 交付给你。
We need a vision.
我们需要一个意象。
To see Jesus as Lord.
看见耶稣是主。
It finished your life.
他把我们的生命生活结束了。
It brings you to his feet.
把我们带到他的脚前。
Putting yourself at his feet,
把你放在他的脚前，
and allowing him to direct your life,
容许他来指引你的生活。
No longer live for yourself,
不再是为了自己。
You live for him,
我们是为他而活。
Because this is the purpose of God,
因为这乃是神的目的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need that,
我们需要这个。
And after you have seen this,
当你看见了这个，
then it follows.
然后接下来
you will see the church as the body of Christ.
你就会看见教会就是基督的身体。
Because Saul on the road to Damascus,
因为扫罗在去大马色的路上，
God not only showed him who Jesus is,
神不仅向他显明耶稣是谁，
He is Lord,
他是主，
Lord of all,
他是万主之主。
But God also showed him what the body is.
神也指示他身体是什么。
You know Saul was trained as a Pharisee.
我们知道扫罗是受训成为法利赛人。
And he has all the logical arguments.
他有许多逻辑上的这个辩论。
And when Jesus said, "Why do you persecute me?"
当主耶稣问他说，你为什么逼迫我？
It would be natural to him to say, "Now, who are you?"
很自然的，他应该会说你是谁。
I never know you.
我根本不认识你。
How can I persecute you?
我怎么可能逼迫你？
You are in heaven.
你在天上。
I'm on earth.
我在地上。
How can I do it?
我怎么可能这样呢？
He can well argue in this way.
他可以这样来辩论。
That's logic.
那是合逻辑的。
But his naked eyes was.
但是他的肉眼却瞎了。
His inner eyes were open.
他里面的眼睛张开了。
He did not reason.
他没有讲理由。
Immediately he saw one thing.
立刻他看见一件事。
Touching any believer is touching Christ.
摸着任何一个信徒就是摸到了基督。
Because when you touch a member of the body, you touch the head.
因为你摸到了身体上的一个肢体，就摸到了头。
The head and the body are one.
头和身体是一。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you see this?
你是否这样看见？
Do you have a vision?
你是不是有这样的启示？
Of the body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
Because that is what the church is.
因为那就是教会所是。
The church is not an organization.
教会不是一个组织。
The church is an organism.
教会是一个生机体。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
The church is the body.
教会是身体。
The head and the body are one.
头和身体是一。
They cannot be separated.
他们不可能被分开。
All the fullness of the head rests in the body.
头里面一切的丰盛丰满都在身体的里面。
And all the beauty of the head manifested through the body.
而且元首所有的荣美借着身体彰显出来。
The testimony of Jesus is entrusted to his own body.
主耶稣基督的见证是交付给他自己的身体。
That's why in the beginning of the book of Acts he said,
那就是为什么在使徒行传开头的时候说
Luke said, I wrote the first discourse.
路加说我写了前书。
And that discourse about Christ began to do and to teach.
就是讲到基督从起头他所行和所教导的。
And now I'm writing the second discourse.
现在我写这后面的一卷书。
The Book of Acts.
就是行传。
To continue to show you how Christ continued to do and to teach.
来继续的指示大家基督他仍然所做 所行的事情。
In the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音中。
Christ does and teaches in his incarnate body.
主是在他道成肉身的身体中来行事和说话。
In the book of Acts, Christ continues to do and to teach in that mystic body, the church.
在行传中，基督仍然继续的借着那个奥秘的身体来行事和说话。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This is why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says,
这就是为什么罗马书第十二章第一节说，
I beseech you, brethren,
弟兄们，我恳求你们，
to present your bodies a living sacrifice,
将你的身体献上当作活祭，
holy, acceptable to God,
是圣洁在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
And this is your reasonable spiritual worship and service.
这是你合理的，并且是属灵的敬拜和侍奉。
You notice here,
在这里我们知道
the body is in plural number.
这个身体是多数的字。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it represents each and every one of us.
因为它代表着我们每一个人。
We all have our own body.
我们每一个人都有自己的身体。
Now why is the body?
为什么需要这个身体？
Because we live in this body.
因为我们活在这个身体的里面。
We work with this body.
我们用这个身体来做工。
Actually, the body represents the whole being.
实际上，这个身体代表我的全人。
It is only when we present our bodies a living sacrifice.
唯有当我们的身体献上当作活祭，
then it follows.
接下来就
跟着。In verse 4 and verse 5,
在第四节第五节里，
Do not look of yourself more than you should.
不要看自己过于所当看的。
Because you are a member of the body.
因为你是这身体上的一个肢体。
The body is one.
身体是一个。
But they are different bodies.
却有许多不同的身体。
And in that body, you are to live, you are to serve.
在这个身体中，我们来生活，我们来侍奉。
Here you find in verses 4 and 5, the body is singular.
在这里我们看见的那个身体，在第四、第五节是单数的。
In other words,
换一句话说，
unless you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
除非我们把众多的身体都献上做一个活祭，
you will not be able to see the one body of Christ.
我们就没有办法看见基督的那一个身体。
Because when you really consecrate yourself,
因为当你真实把自己献上的时候，
then the Holy Spirit will transform your mind.
那么圣灵就要来改变我们的心思。
He will enlighten your mind.
他要照亮我们的心思。
And he make you see the body of Christ.
他让我们能看见基督的身体。
I feel that many today do not see the church as the body of Christ.
我感觉今天有许多人没有看见 教会是基督的身体。
It is not an external thing.
它不是一个外在的事情。
It is not an organization.
它不是一个组织。
It is an inward living reality.
它是一个内在的活的一个实际。
It is the vessel that Christ has committed himself to.
那是神基督把他自己所交付的一个器皿。
It is a tremendous thing.
这是一件极大的事情。
Many do not see this.
许多的人没有看见。
Because your bodies have not been put on the altar.
原因乃是我们的身体没有放在祭坛上。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
especially young brothers and sisters,
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹们，
may I plead with you?
我能不能向你们恳求？
You are not only saved,
你不仅是得救，
but you have been called,
并且你蒙了召。
You are called by God's eternal purpose,
你是借着神永远的目的而蒙召的。
You have to confess Jesus as Lord.
你必须要承认耶稣是主。
Put what he has redeemed in you on the altar.
把他在你身上所赎回来的放在祭坛上。
And then he will open your eyes.
然后他要开你的眼睛。
And to see the essentials of the church, the body of Christ.
看见这个基本的事情，就是教会是基督的身体。
And make you a living, functioning member.
使你成为一个活的，并且是有功效的肢体。
To take up that trust that Christ has entrusted to the church.
来承担基督交付给教会的那个托付。
You know, when you turn to Revelation chapter 1,
当我们来到启示录第一章的时候，
the Apostle John, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
使徒约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
For what reason?
为什么原因呢？
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
是为着神的话语、神的道，并为耶稣的见证。
And on the Lord's day,
在主日的时候，
Probably he was sitting on a rock.
可能他坐在一块磐石上。
And he was facing the sea.
他面对着海。
And if it's a good day,
那是一个晴朗的日子。
Then he can see the outline of Asia Minor.
他可以看见小亚细亚的海岸线。
And there are the churches.
在那里就是亚西亚的众教
会。 That he ministered before he was exiled.
在他被放逐之前，他在那里所服侍。
He must be thinking about them.
他一定在想念他们。
Praying for them.
为他们祷告。
And then he saw a vision.
然后他就看见了异象。
And what is the vision?
那是什么样的异象？
The vision said,
那异象说，
He heard a voice.
他听见一个声音。
When he turned to see the voice,
他转过身来看那发生的。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
转过来他就看见七个金灯台。
With one like the Son of Man in the midst of it.
灯台中间有一位好像人子。
That is the Patmos vision.
那乃是拔摩海岛的意象。
He saw the seven lampstands.
他看见七个金灯台。
And the seven lampstands are explained to us.
这七个金灯台向我们做了解释。
Because the lampstands are the churches.
这七个金灯台就是七个教会。
In the sight of God,
在神的眼中，
a church is a golden lampstand.
教会乃是一个金灯台。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what is a lampstand?
什么是个灯台呢？
A lampstand is a vessel.
灯台是一个器皿。
That is used not only to contain the light, but to heighten, uplift the light.
不仅是来发光，并且是把那个光高举起来，照亮一切。
A lampstand is not just a decoration.
灯台不是一个装饰品。
It is very practical.
它是非常实用的。
Because a lampstand is to uplift the light that it may shine broader.
因为灯台乃是要高举那个光，好叫它照得更广。
And there you find the seven churches in Asia.
我们看见在亚细亚的七个教会。
And then before it, at the forefront, one like the Son of Man.
在这七个金灯台最前面的有一位好像人子。
Now, of course, this vision tells us of the heavenly ministry of our Lord Jesus.
当然，这个意象告诉我们，我们主的属天的职事。
And we think of the heavenly ministry of our Lord Jesus as our high priest.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣属天的职事做我们的大祭司。
But when we think of him as our high priest,
但是当我们想到他做我们的大祭司时，
we often think in a personal way.
我们也常常把他个人化。
He ever liveth.
他是永远活着。
Making intercession for us.
为我们代祷。
He is able to save us to the uttermost.
他能救我们并救到底。
We cannot be a Christian.
我们不可能成为基督徒。
If we do not know him as our high priest.
若是我们不认识他是我的大祭司。
But here in Revelation.
但是在这里启示录中。
You find the high priest is the high priest of the church.
我们看见这位大祭司乃是众教会教会的大祭司。
There he is ministering to his church.
在这里他服侍他的教会。
Christ is described in detail.
在这里呢，基督被很详细的描写。
Tenfold description of Christ.
有十重的对基督的描写。
But there is no description of the lampstand.
但是对于这个灯台呢，却没有什么描写。
In the first chapter.
特别在第一章里。
You know, sometimes we can go to the other extreme.
有的时候我们会走到另外一个极端。
We will emphasize the church even above Christ.
有的时候我们呢强调教会，甚至超过了基督。
And if you do that, you lose Christ.
若是我们这样做，我们就失去了基督。
Christ is at the foreground.
基督应该在最前面。
The church is the background.
这个教会是在。是做背景的。
The church is not the light.
教会本身不是光。
The church has no teaching.
教会没有教导。
No doctrine.
没有教训。
The teaching and the doctrine is Christ.
所有的教导和教义呢，都是基督。
The church does not speak of himself.
教会他自己不说话。
He speaks of Christ.
他乃是说到基督。
It is not the light.
他也不是光。
It is the light lifter.
他乃是高举光的器皿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Christ is the light.
基督是光。
He commits himself to the lampstand.
他将他自己托付给这个灯台。
That the light may shine bright and wide.
好使光能够照得亮而且广。
This is the trustee.
这个乃是受托人。
And we are members of that one body.
我们都是那个一个身体的肢体。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
what God has entrusted to the church,
神托付给教会的托付
He has entrusted Himself to himself.
他把他自己托付给他自己。
Because the church is the Christ.
因为基督是教会乃是那基督。
And only the Christ is able to manage the affairs of Christ.
唯有那基督才能够来管理基督的事物。
May the Lord.Give us this vision.
愿主赐给我们这个意象。
Let us pray.
请我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we are amazed.
亲爱的主，我们希奇
that you should trust yourself to us, the church.
你居然把你自己交托给我们，就是你的教会。
We do pray that I will open our eyes.
我们实在求你开我们的眼睛。
Not only to see thee as the trust.
不仅让我们看见你是基督。
And also see ourselves as the trustee.
也看见我们自己是受委托的。
Dear Lord, we want not only the privilege.
主啊，我们不仅要有权利。
We are willing to bear the responsibility.
我们也甘愿来背负责任。
We pray that this morning,
主啊，今天早晨我们祷告。
That thou will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你要赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
That we may know thee.
好使我们认识你。
Open our eyes.
开我们的眼睛。
That we may understand.
好使我们明白。
Draw us into.
带我们进，吸引我们进入
，that we may glorify thee，
好使我们能使你得荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name，
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。